big day, Sabra Josh. We want the full ceremony. Shlosha daf mem hei omed aleph, mesechet brachot. Shlosha she'achlu ki'achat chayavim lezamei. Three people that ate together are chayav to become now permanently interconnected in order to make the bracha as if they are a group. So in other words, instead of saying the typical baruch, they have to open with a nivarech. This is how Rashi understands the idea. The zimun is expressed in the bracha. So there's also other elements in which the zimun itself is a preparation for bracha, to be mizuman for something. And that's the only reason we're saying nivarech. Prepare yourselves for doing something. So the question here is, what if one of the people that ate together had eaten in a way that wasn't quite suitable mitzad ha-halacha? Can you be mitztaref with this person? Now, we know for sure if his eating was an achilat isur, then he's not mitztaref. The Mishnah's taking that for granted, and there's some question among the Rishonim why he's not mitztaref. There are some, including the Rambam, who learned that he's not mitztaref because he's not b'chuyev in bracha, because ein ze mevarech al botzea. It says botzea birech, somebody did something wrong, and his mevarech is actually being mena'etz Hashem. It's not being mevarech Hashem. It's absurd. You're eating some pork and you're going to make a bracha to Hashem on it. I mean, it's ridiculous. So too if you do any other iser. Sorry?
No, but that word botzea doesn't necessarily, it could be botzea, it says the bracha.
Correct? Yeah, yeah. Okay. The other Rishonim learned that the problem is support. Because even though he may be chayav or bracha, but in being mitzaref with them, they are indicating that they're part, they're a chabura together with this person, that they're not allowed to do so. The other people cannot be mitzaref with such an individual. Then there's some who learn that that's not the point, but that we certainly were not assuming that the bracha of Zimun is the Rabbanan. Which, by the way, is something of a machlokas, interestingly. Those who hold that the actual Birkat Zimun is itself a diraisa and part of the Birkat Amazon. But assuming that it's Drabanan, the Takana was not to be mitzatarev because of the Kavod HaBracha with someone who wasn't in a proper state to be Mavarech, even if you would hold that for the other Ta'amim, he's still chayev in the Bracha. The reason you would hold that is because of lichor, the ptur of a bracha, and someone who did something hasur would only bring a bion into Rabbanan. Because the diraita, birkat hamazon, how are we going to pater someone from birkat hamazon based on our sense of the kavod habracha? You ate, you're satisfied, okay, that's what those Rishonim say, that we would never pater someone mid diraita from birkat hamazon. So he did something wrong, but now he's chayev. Others learn, as I mentioned, others learn that there's actually a ptur bracha even on Birkat HaMazon. Therefore, the Mishnah now wants to tell us cases where there are people who would be mitztaref, even though on the surface it appears that they should not be mitztaref, such as someone eats demai. Now, we'll see later on that it's demai is not considered to be an achila that is be'etzem, because demai ultimately is suitable for anyone. Under certain circumstances, you could simply be mafki your nefasim, and you could eat demai. So, my sarishan shenitlatrum atov, at this point, the assumption is that this means that you took off whatever you need to. In other words, it's maserishan. Where the Levi took off his Trumat Maaser, in which case it's not much of a Chiddush. I mean, that's perfectly kosher food. That's what you're supposed to do. In the end, the Gemara is going to come out that these are special cases where you didn't take off the Trumat Gedolah. In other words, you were Yotze in a way that normally you weren't Yotze. Same thing is true of Maaser Sheni Vehege Shinivdu. On the surface, it says they took the pigeons Mashma, that everything is A-OK. We're going to qualify that there was some element that was not quite right. And even a shamash, who was actually not part of the Suda, but he ate a kezayit together with them, is sufficient to be mitztarev. And a kuti, before we gave the kuti medin of nochrim gemurim, we would go zana, would be mitztarev and mizamnim alav.
Eidik Gezayit.
Can be mitzarif with them, even though you would think that his achila is not an achilat keva.
My jersey
says bechol. No, you're skipped.
Okay.
Ochal tevel u'maaser rishon shelo nitla trumato u'maaser sheni v'hegde shelo nivtu v'hashamash achal pachot mikezayit v'hanochri ein mezamnim alav. However, in cases where it was truly osir, it was tevel, not demai, there was no pidyon at all, there was a shamash who ate, but ate pachot mikazayit. It wasn't a kuti, it was a nofri. In these cases, the zimun would not be chal. Nashim va'avadim uktanim, in mizamnim aleihem. You cannot be mitzareif, nashim avonim uktanim, to your zimun. We'll see what the din is of the those people alone. At kama mizamnim, at kizayit. How little would you have to eat to be able to be mitzuraf with them? And Rashi adds, to be able to be motzi them their chiyuv. Because remember that part of the zimun was that the one who was mezamein was motzi everyone their bracha. That's the main chiyuv of zimun, not just to say nivarech, but rather to say the berkat hamazon aloud, and everybody should be yotze with you. The implication of this Rashi is that we're only interested in the Mishnah in finding out what the shiur is of the tziruf, but lagabi bracha. In other words, how about to be mitzaref for just answering? It's mashma that Rashi is not giving a shiur, because he's only saying the nafkamina is for him to be vavarech. Im yitnu lo akos levarech, can he be motzi the others their chova? Mashma that even on less than a kezayis he could answer. And in fact, it's interesting, the Gra paskins that lahalacha, that even if you eat less than a kezayit, of something, not even bread, you would be able to be mitzarech to the others to be mevarech, and that indeed, I mean, many understand that the Gra is based on this Rashi, doesn't explain himself, there's someone who tried to explain it away, but many learn that the Gra is based on this Rashi, and that the understanding of the Mishnah is only a question of tziruf to be mevarech and to be motzina.
Even
so,
if they didn't come together?
No, that's a different question. We'll see. Well, that we'll get to later on in the Gemara, what's considered to be coming together. Rabbi Yudah Mer Ad Kibetza. Minani Mili. By the way, some learn that what forces Rashi into that position is it said before, Hashamasha Achal Kezayit or Pachot Mikazayit. So how could we possibly suddenly bring up a new issue of what's the Shir and now turn out it's a Machloket? We saw what the shir is. The shir is a kezayit. It's not a very powerful argument, because we know that the issue with the shamash, and that's the reason why it's included, even when he ate a kezayit, he's included among those you would have thought would not be mitzarev. The issue with the shamash is that his achila is not an achilat keva. He's constantly jumping up to bring things to the table. That's not called eating. Unfortunately, nowadays, you know, we don't know what eating is, but it used to be you could eat. Yes. It's always past me, you know. You don't eat anything, you just serve others. Says the Gemara Minani Mili, where do we get this idea of a tziruf of brocha when three people are together? Omer Vasid Yomarva, Gadlu Lashem Iti. In the Ramamash Bo Yachdan, obviously, here we have speaking to two other people, Gadlu, with me, and then together in the Ramamash Bo Yachdan. So apparently, there's an idea, first of all, telling two people, prepare yourselves to go with me together to be Meromim Shem Hashem. Okay, so you see the three people should be Mitzuraf in this fashion. Rabbi Avu Omer Meyachaki Shem Hashem Ekra Avu Godel Elokeinu. If I call you to Zimun, so to speak, you should answer a reflection of Avu Godel Elokeinu. Omer Chanan Bar Abba, minayin la'ona amei, shelo yagbira kolo yoter min ha-mevarech. You know, there are those who like to be mekayim, ona amein, bekol kocham, you know. So you make the mistake of saying a broch around that guy, nice and quiet, and all of a sudden the whole block's looking at you because the meshugan is shouting amein at the top of his lungs. Or you have these crazies down at the Kotel, you know, that they have to answer Yesh Me Rabba with all of their keches to shake the rakia. So that's all you hear is this guy shouting. So how do we know that that is usur to do? Shenemar.
Who says the Heshmer Rabba? Same thing.
I do. Shenemar gadlu la shemi ti. Uneroma mashamo yakdav. Is it the same halacha?
When Mar says about kokok, he's watching by Heshmer Rabba. Kokok.
Includes the yomei. Says beferish and rishonim. Includes the omein. That the reason that the Gemara says that is you shouldn't think that since it says Aina Bekol Karcha should be Yosef and Amavorech, therefore Kamashbal and that we don't say it. That's what he's referring to. In other words, since there's an Inyan of Bekol Karcha, which includes the omein of Yeshmei Rabba, no? So therefore, coming to Tonya not to do this.
But there are those who know not to say the omein by Yeshmei Rabba.
What can I do? I can only quote the Rishayim. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. So it says, Yachtav, let's do it together. Not that you should be the one that everybody hears, not me, right? Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, minayin she'ena mitargem reshay lagbiya kolo yoter min hakore. Where do we see that the one who is saying over the either in Kriyat HaTorah or the Shiur, is not allowed to speak louder than the one who's reading from the Torah itself. When you say Yaneno Bikol, I mean obviously Yaneno is Bikol. Shein Tamud Lomar Bakol, Ma Tamud Lomar Bakol, meaning Bikolosha Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, Tosus understands it like this. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously needed to shout in order to be heard. He was talking to an awful lot of people over there, you know. So he raised his voice. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to shout? I mean, he was only talking to Moshe. Must be because since Moshe needed to speak loudly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, in order that it should be B'derech Eretz, spoke on the same level of kol. So he shouldn't be speaking louder. But that means that there's an inyan that it should be at the same, it should be Yachta.
The Sevorah had to be the midbar because of the acoustics
there. This is the same idea. Once we determine that the mitargem cannot speak louder than the korei cannot speak louder. If the mitargem simply doesn't have the same power of voice, then the korei should speak a little bit lower so that the mitargem can match his call, but it should be a matched call.
Wasn't the mitargem used as a loudspeaker for?
That's in delivering not the kriya. In other words, well, that's cases where you bechlal don't have to hear. But Kriyat HaTorah, they have to hear the Kriyat HaTorah as well. Here, I'm being mefarish the shir to you. It's more than a loudspeaker. The mitargem is mila v'mila. He's saying the Torah and he's saying the Targum. Itmar.
The yema'acha, what's the word?
Make lower.
To make lower.
Yeah,
lema'ach. I mean, I understand that at the time when the rabbi was old and couldn't speak.
No, that's Teresh Baal Peh where he's being mefarish. He's an Amora is a mafarish to a Tana. He's not saying over the words of the Tana only. He's giving over the shir to the people. Yeah, that's a different idea. They're listening to the Amora himself. That's what the Gemara says. They're being makshiv to the Amora, not to the Tana. Because they're not saying the same thing. Whereas a Matargam here is a Matargam word for word. Itmar. Shnaim sha'achlu ke'achat. Pligi Rav v'Rabbi Yochanan. Chad amarim ratzu lezamin bezamnim, v'chad amarim ratzu lezamenin bezamnim. The question over here is, can you be mezamen without having three? And three is only l'chiyuva. But as long as there's two people, it's a covet of the bracha for two people to say it together. Or does the din of zimun require a certain presence in order to have the chashivut of zimun, and it's similar to the idea of not saying certain things, davar shebekedusha, in less than asorah. So the same way you say, cannot say elokeinu if I have less than 10. So I cannot say Nivarech where there's less than 3. It's not. Shlosha shaflu ka'achat chayavim lezamein. Mashma shlosha, not 2. Ah, come on, but it says chayavim. I mean, hatam chova. I'm asking whether would it be a reshut. Do I have the right to be mezamein with 2? That was my question. You can't bring me a raya from a mishnah that's dealing with chova and only chova. Tashma shlosha shaflu ka'achat. Chayavim lezamein ve'en rishayin lechalek. They also are not allowed to split up. Now, I assume if the 3 are splitting up, they're not going to be 1.5 on this side and 1.5 on that side, right? I mean, then we know why they can't split up. That's not a chiddush. But the point is that there will be 2 left. So if there's 2 left, they could still be mezamein. So what's so bad? And of course, Tosfos says, what do you mean, what's so bad? So maybe nothing's bad for the 2, but something's bad for the 1. I mean, Lamaisa, the one guy is going to be left without Zimun. Maybe that's what it means. The portion of Teretz Tosfos gives is that it says Ein Rishayin. None of them are Rishayin Lechalek. Mashma, even the 2 are not Rishayin Lechalek. Lamaisa brings another Teretz that the Seifa continues on to say 4 people who eat together are not Rishayin Lechalek, 2 and 2. So there it's a clear Raya. But since the Gemara doesn't bring this part, it's possible that the intent was to bring a Raya simply from the beginning. So you see over here that the Shlosh Shachu Ka'achas are in a situation of being usher to be mechalik. So the Shlosh Ha'in, the Shnayim Lo, you can only have 3 people to be mezamin and not 2. But that's different because they ate 3 people together. So now they're Chayim and Zimun B'chovah. You want to now reduce that to a Zimun Rishus. They're not allowed to reduce it to a Zimun Rishus, even if there is such a thing as a Zimun Rishus. So Hashanah out of the Kabulu the Chova Miikara. Toshma Hashamash Hayamishamesh al Hashnayim. Hareza Ochelim Mahem Apapishanonat Nilo Rishus. Normally a Shamash does not sit down to eat. But if he's serving 2 people, then he doesn't even have to ask permission. It's a given that the people to whom he is serving want him to eat in order that they should be able to make a Birkat HaZimun. Whereas if he's ayamish hamesh al shlosha, then he knows chelimayim ela in kenat nulo rishus. Then, of course, unless they specifically invite him to sit down, he should not sit down to eat. But you see here clearly that people are only chayav and zimun when there's 3. Whereas if their intent was to be mezamin and they could be mezamin on 2, why would the shamash assume that they want to have 3? They don't need him. They could be mezamin without him. And the obvious answer is, Shani Hatam, the Nechalu, the Nikvalu, the Choba. Okay, that's true, perhaps that they could bench if they want to, but they would prefer to have the level of Zimun, which is a Choba, and now it becomes a Mitzuveh Oseh, rather than a voluntary act. This is how Rashi learns it. If he has to give this as the reason, it's Mashma that he holds that there's no advantage in terms of the Beracha per se. In other words, the Mikveh, you know, the Chovah, we could have understood, if not for this Pshat of Rashi, that the meaning is that a Beracha of Zimun, of Shlosha, is a higher Darga of Zimun because of the fact that it has the 3 people to be masked. But remember that that still might be true. This is going according to the Tzad that you can be Mezamin too. So if you can be mezamein to it, means that there's no need to have the kashivut of the 3. But Enoch Inami, once we end up rejecting this approach, saying you cannot be mezamein with 2, then it could be that there is in fact a din of a special level of kedusha for 3. And the way Rashi wouldn't have said that, it's just a function of gadol mitzvah ve'oseh. Tashma, nashim mezamnot la'atzman, the avadim mizamnim la'atzman. You have women, they can be mizaming for themselves, and avadim can be mizaming for themselves, but we don't mix nashim avadim uktanim, we don't mix in any direction. We're certainly not going to have the men and the women mixed, and when it comes to avadim uktanim, we don't have avadim uktanim mixed because we assume that there's no gender differences for avodim. They're just as attracted to the ketanim as they would be to the noshim, and therefore we're not going to. It'll be pritzut in any direction, so we avoid pritzut. Im ratzu lezamein ein mezamnim, and therefore even if they're together, we don't allow that type of zimun because we avoid pritzut in the birkat hamazon. However, it says over here to themselves they can be mezamein. Now, the din is that even 100 women are no different in terms of a dovership and kedusha than 2 men. In other words, the same way you don't say kaddish with 100 women. So, assuming that there's an inyan of kedusha over here for shalosh, that's what you're saying. If you're telling me that you're not allowed to say birkat hamazon lezimun unless you have 3, so you're saying that there's some element of 3 that's more than 2. But that element, l'chora, would not apply to nashim, because we don't find that in nashim, like l'gabi a minyan or so on. If that's the case, 100 women are still, in terms of the chiyuv, like 2 men. Nonetheless, it says that they're mizamnim la'atzman. Bikatani nashim mizamnot la'atzman. Ba'avadim mizamnim la'atzman. And says the Gemara, even if there would be an inyan of a special chiyuv of 3, there may still be a difference because shani hatam de'ika de'ot. Now, there's 2 ways of understanding this. Rashi understands it like this. Indeed, when it comes to the chiyuv of zimun, there may be something extra in having 3, which is similar to a dover shebi kedusha, but less. In other words, 3. Less than 10. That element indeed would not be present with 100 women or with 3 women. But there's a separate question. The question that you were asking as to whether 2 is sufficient to be mizamin is not necessarily answered here. Because when you have 3, you have 2 levels. You may still have that magic level, but you certainly have more than 2 people. There's no denying that you have separate awarenesses here of 3 human beings. So it's still possible that it doesn't matter if it's men or women. So it may be that you can have 3 people together the same, Nevarech Shachal Nemishalo, even without the level of the special Kedusha, so that there was still no Chir. So if you have 3 people that have no Chir, they can get together. But that doesn't mean that 2 people can get together. So as Rashi is learning that even Lefi the Teretz, we're not rejecting the difference between 3 and 2. Right? We're not rejecting the level of Kedusha between 3 and 2. The Nafkamina is it a Chir for women to be Nizamnos? Notice, if it's only a function of Deot, then they're Bechuyabot. In avoiding that point, as Rashi is saying, that's what the Gemara is saying. You can't bring Raya by Moed because you have Deot. So that means that even though they could be Mitztarfot, and we're taking for granted that they're not Mechuyavot to be Mitztaref, if you hold that you need the Dafka 3 for men, maybe it's only voluntary. Maybe it's not a Chiyav. So why can't men volunteer? Because there's only 2 of them. And you need 3 people minimum to volunteer. But once you have 3 people for men, you already have a chiyuv. So we have no raya from here that the women are mechuyavot, and we have no raya from here that less than 3 men can be mitzvahed voluntarily. In terms of the halakha, there's a major machloket as to whether is this what we remain with, that women can but are not mechuyavot, or is there in fact an absolute chiyuv for women to be mizamnot? Basically, la halakha, they're mukhiyavot to be mizamnot. That's how we end up pasuk. They are mukhiyavot. Halakha la maisa, the minute for some reason is not to. For whatever reason. However, that minhag should not be mistaken to mean that if women were present at a meal, that they are not mukhiyavot. They're 100% their mechuyavot. The minig is only when women eat alone, so there's a minig in many places not to say birkat hamazon. But if women eat together where there is a chiyuv, the men are not allowed to bench unless the women come back to the table. They're mechuyav to wait for them, because they have the same chiyuv of zimun. That's something that's not generally understood. So a woman must be at the table, Bishar. Same way anybody else needs to be at the table. The men and women is no different. Unless you kind of, unfortunately, they ended up being Risham Shot. So anyway, Risham Mash, you know. So he never gets a chance to eat anyway. I don't notice the women eating ever.
With permission, like
this. Three men and two women. Are the two women Chayavas? The two men.
Chayavas, yeah.
The two men.
Yes, yes.
Three men, you said.
Three men.
Yes, you're Mukhuyavot. There, there's not even a minig that. It's only when there's only three women, so there they don't do it. Or even if there's three women, two men. Okay, so that's. So this is, I'm saying, this is even the late, and that's even Ramesha passed the Mukhuyavot. It's not. This is like, not Deot Bein HaRishonim. This is a modern poskim. There's no question that there's a people that's even a woman.
Unless they're men there.
If the women are men, then ain't nothing I'm
in. No, but if you have like five women and two men, then they should not do it, correct? Or the men should
No, the men should say the bracha, but they have to wait for the women to be mavur.
I know, I'm talking about alternative case, to see how five women and two men at the table.
Ah, right, so
then... The women say, we want to say...
Right, so we don't, in other words, they do it by themselves. So.
You have to leave.
So the men would leave the table if they wanted to do it. Or
it's not the men.
It's not the men, right. The question, by the way, why it wouldn't be that they would be motzi, that's a whole discussion. In other words, that's because since there's a shaila whether women are mukhiyavot diyaraita because of brit and aretz, in terms of nachala and so on. And we'll see later on in Yonim of the chiyav of women. There's a question of whether all of the mitzvahs are tied together, everything that's mentioned in Birkat HaMazon. Because if that's the case, they wouldn't be able to be motzi. If they can't be motzi, then they can't be mezamin for a man. That's a separate question, not the question of prisuta. Okay, but that all we'll discuss b'mekomo. So anyway, this was the deacon Rashi. So shaniyata deka deot. Wait a minute, deot? So then why does it say, noshim avodim im ratzu lezamin mezamin? Amaylo vayika deot? Aren't there... Deotia? No. That's a different issue. That's because we don't mix women in avadim. Shaniyata mishum pritsuta. The idea of mixing avadim uktanim or nashim or avadim is all entirely because of the issue of pritsut, not because of the question of the thief.
What is the meaning of deotia? They have a mind to decide, yes or no?
No. Deot simply means separate awarenesses. Minds. There's separate minds here, and that's what's important. Remember, there's two issues. There's the number of separate individuals, and then there's the particular question of whether there's an issue which is a davarshe b'kedusha, which means you need the individuals who have the chiyuv that would be, like for Yesh Meiraba, for instance. Although I don't mean to imply, by the way, that it's the same thing. Because, for instance, we would be mitzarek v'ikar din a koton shiodea l'mim avorchim for asorah for zimun, and not for tefillah. This is different approaches, but that would be the normative approach. So it's not exactly the same halacha, but nonetheless it's issues of kedusha. Mashenkin, if it's deot b'alma, it's like we say in English, we need another body.
The warm breathing body.
Right. We need another body here. Because we don't have enough people to accomplish what we want, even if there's other things that might be missing. Now, to stayin the Rav, the Amarim Rotzel Zamein Zamein. It said before, we don't know Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. We don't know which one said which. Is it Rav who said that you cannot be Mezamein if you want? Let's prove that it is indeed. The Omer of Dimi Bar Yosef Omer Rav. If three people are eating together and one of them walks outside, then you call him, you say, hey, Joe, Nevarich, okay. So there you would be Yotze, but if not, Halo Korim Lolo, if you can't call to him and have him hear you, so then you're not going to be Yotze here and you won't say you're Zima. Now that's not the same thing. That's because you had three people together originally. So you're telling me if the guy walks out, I should say now the Zeman is two. I have a chiyuv of Zeman of three. That's why I need that other guy. But we're talking about a case where there were only two lechatchila. Can they be mezamen if they wish? How can you prove from that case anything about this case? Oh, that's true. You know what? Actually, this time there'll be Yochanan who dama imra tzu lezamenim mezamnim. You know what? Actually, there's a reason to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that even if you want to volunteer a zimun for two, it's no good. The Yomar Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Shachlu Keachat, Echad Meyem Yotzei B'Birkat Chaveiro. And if two people eat together, one of them can be Yotzei with the other one's Bracha. Vavinam Ba'un, we ask, what's the Chiddush in that? Marka Mashvalan, Tanina, Shama V'Loa Na Yatsa, that your Yotzei Shomea Ke'oneh, even if you don't say Amen, with another person's Bracha. And Rabbi Zera explained, no, the Chiddush is, Lomar She'in Birkat HaZimun Beinehem. It says over here it could be Yotzei B'Birkat Chaveiro, which means that there's no Birkat HaZimun even when you're being Yotzei. That's the Chiddush. Okay, so you see that that's quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Tistayim, you're right. That indeed shows it was Rabbi Yochanan who says there's no din of tzira for Zeman for two, even voluntarily. And it must be therefore Rav who says that it is okay to be mezamen voluntarily. Are not able to.
No, but one can.
This is a whole shaila. What the Gemara is referring to over here, by the way, referring to Birkat Hamazon or referring to Birkat Hamotzi? Remember the sugya before, which was the previous parak, was the question of can one person be motzi another person in his Birkat Hamazon? In his Birkat HaMotzi, right? Notice we only do that, we found there Machlokes Rishonim. Remember the Rabbeinu Elchanan, the Tosfos brings, that you won't even be Yotzei B'diavad in the Birkat HaMotzi, unless, of course, one of them doesn't know how to make the Brocha. That's a sugya that we're getting to. But that normally, where each person is Mechuyev a Brocha on his own, he wouldn't even be Yotzei, according to that Shitat HaTosfos, with someone else's Brocha. Rashi learns over here, the Mashma'ut is in Rashi over here, Stosis points out in Amud Aleph, that we're talking about Le'inyan HaMotzi as well. And that Ein Mezamne would mean you cannot have two people sit down and have one make the Birkat HaMotzi for the other. Forget about Birkat HaMazon, it's a separate issue. It's part of Zimun is to be together as a Kviut Su'uda. Therefore, one will make the Birkat HaMotzi, one will make the Birkat HaMazon. As a matter of fact, we'll see tomorrow that even normally the one who would make the Birkat HaMotzi would be the one to make the Birkat HaMazon to be Mizamein, at least according to one sheet, as we'll see. And therefore the two are fundamentally interlinked. The Rashi learns it over here. The Ein Mizamnim, Rotzel Zamein, Ein Mizamnim is a question of Legabe Motzi, or for that matter any other bracha. You can't be Mavarech Lohotzi Chavera. Tosfos says, for sure, you can be Mavarech, because if you're eating together, it makes no difference whether it's Chiyuv of Zimun. The Chiyuv of a Bracha Rishon is the Kviyut Tzu'udah. What's the difference? How many people are there? Zimun is a new issue. Why is Rashi mixing the Yotzrot in time? Okay, but so this is a Machlokas, how far we should take this. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehi Bidvaro.
Amen.
Getting back to that issue of one guy walking out. Guf Omer Abdimi Bar Yosef Omer Rav. Shlosha shachlu keachat v'yatsa echad miyam lashuk kor'im lo mezamnim alav.
Did we do Omer Rav?
I skipped. Sorry. I almost got away with it. What a joke. I'm telling you,
see,
I
people are following.
Can't pull the wall over your guy's eyes. Never. Amale Rava Baravuna Ravuna. Baharabonan Datu Mima Rava Amri. Imra Tzula Zamein Mezamnim. Wait a minute. There were Talmidim that came from Eretz Yisrael, and they said if you want to be Mezamein, you can, even if you're only two. Now, where did they get that sack from? Who is the God on Eretz Yisrael? It's Rabbi Yochanan. Rav is in Babel, right? So my love is Shmuel and the Rabbi Yochanan. You just got finished saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tistayim, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no Birkat HaZimun by volunteering among two. Well, not necessarily. Maybe they heard this psak from Rav, because Rav originally was in Eretz Yisrael. He moved to Bavel. So maybe Shmuel or Miram becoming an Achit LeBavel. They might have simply been quoting a psak of Rav that they had heard in Eretz Yisrael. Richie, we're making a siyum on Thursday on the Zikin, a very special siyum for those who are Bechorot.
Huh. Or Bechorot. Or have or, them, and they're too young. So.
Or have them, okay. And I just wanted to mention...
On Thursday,
I wanted to mention that a minhag at this type of siyum, since it's usually Erev Pesach, even though this year it isn't, is to have mashke.
Mashke?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just wanted you to put that on your little palm pilot.
he doesn't mean
so if there's anything left.
Yeah, no.
Grufa. Omer Abdimi... But that's only who the Koreleva Ani. This is only if you call him and he's close enough to answer, he could say, the Baruch to your Nivarech. But otherwise, there's no longer a Zimun over here. You no longer have your Zimun. The guy's gone. Now, there's different deos among the Rishonim, how far we take this. In other words, is this a measurement in distance, or is it a description of the reality that he's answering? Is it that he's out of reach, and once he's out of reach and he won't hear you, he's no longer shy at the part of the Zeman, according to some, and he can no longer make himself part of the Zeman? In other words, once he goes out of hearing range, even if he comes back in, he's not part of the Soda. And he was Mavato Lechil of Zima from the sheet of the rope. Omer Abayu, the Koy Levani. Omer Mazut, Veloano, Elevish Losha. Now, this is only where you've got three people. He can answer from where he is. But if you've got 10 people, then Adai, so he has to come to them. He can't answer. Maskal or Vashi, I mean, I would say the opposite is more reasonable. Adarab, you could establish, you've got 9 people already. I mean, what's the difference? You know, you take a look at 9 people, you're going to see immediately the difference between 9 and 10. So if one of the guys is in the next room, I mean, what difference does it make? If you got, so that's Nirikah, sir, you've got only 2 people. So weird. You're going to be Mizami, the guy's answer from outside. That seems to me to be stranger than the other case. However, Hilchata Kamar Zutra, actually, the halacha, nonetheless, is the way Marzutra pointed, because you're not taking into consideration the issue here. My time at given the boy lat kure shem shamayim vatzer miasur laburachara. Question of years of derecheretz issue. Since you're going to be saying the shem Hashem, I'm going to be being mitzayer for a guy outside. What kind of covet is that for the shem Hashem? Let him come in and sit down with everybody. Hashemke, but it's the question of the misubim's covet. You're not mentioning the shem Hashem. So in Achinami, there you can rely on the guy answering you. Tanya Nami Achi, oops, sorry. Omer Abaye, Naktinan Shnaim Shachluka Achat, Mitzvah Lechalek. Actually, what we have, La Halacha, is that you have 2 people together. It's a mitzvah for them to separate, meaning to say their brachas individually, and not to hear a bracha from another guy. Tanya Nami Shnaim Shachluka Achat, Mitzvah Lechalek. But, of course, it's only if they're both Bekiyim in the Bracha. So if one of them is a Bor, then he doesn't know how to make a Bracha. So he would be, of course, Yotze over there, Lechatchila, with the other person's Bracha.
So
just an indication of the cultural differences. We have, we're so out of touch with the ma'amad, not the social ma'amad, the educational ma'amad of women up until fairly recently, that we can't be tofes, these halachas. Tosfos brings over here that the question of Noshim, and he learns that a Noshim are Rishus, the question is, would they be Yotze with the man Zimun? Why? What's the question? Because they don't understand a word that you're saying. So he said, what about the boor? Is the boor at least understands a little bit of Hebrew something? I mean, what would a woman, as far as she's concerned, you're talking Swahili? Don't she ever have no idea what Nivarech or Kondomishalov is? It's inconceivable to us. Amazing.
This applies to children?
They go to cheder, so they hear. I even bring what about somebody to hear the Megillah in Lodz, or he's a Loazin, he's hearing Hebrew, he doesn't know how to speak any Hebrew, doesn't know what's going on. Okay, so then you're pursuing Isa, but for a broker, you have to know what you're talking about. We are so spoiled by the amazing changes. I mean, these are self-imposed changes. You know, the commitment to giving chinuch to women. That started with it's not in terms of a women's lib movement. It started a long time ago with the Beit Yaakov movement and so on. The change that we take so for granted and we laugh at the lousy Beit Yaakov education and so on. I mean, we compare what the matzah was to the change and how it's become so much ingrained that such a Tosfot is inconceivable. How can you imagine a woman not knowing as much as a man knows what a bracha means? Hadarab, they're the ones who would know. who would know the psukim and who would know the brachas? It's not the women. The men never know anything. Fantastic changes.
Clarification about what the Rav said about the screaming of the Hei Rabba. Mm-hmm. Rav mentioned we've shown him.
He's still on the side. Don't think I don't know why.
Okay.
We'll talk about it after.
Okay.
That's where I'm already, it's already Shalom Bimikoma. So says the Gemara, it's if you have a sofer and boor, so Enochinami, the spore would be Yotze. Oh, my Rava, I'm going to tell you something which I said. I want you to know I said it myself, but I heard it quoted from Rabbi Zera, in the Baruch Shekivanti. Hamilta Amrita Ana Gitamra Mishmei the Rabbi Zera Kavati. They say over that Rabbi Zera said like the way I said. I said Shlosha Sha'achu Keachat. Then echad mafsik l'shnayim, v'im shnayim mafsik l'echad. If you have three people that eat together, then if one person finishes and he wants to go, the other two are not mafsik for him to be yotze his zim. He'll have to wait around, or he's going to lose his zim. But if, in the other way, if you have the two people that need to go, then the one person answers for them, and then he can continue his thing. So Echad will be Mavzik L'Shnayim, but Shnayim not to Echad. But wasn't Rav Papa sitting at a meal together with his son Abba, and they changed this to Abba Mori because, you know, if you take a look at the Siyum, which we're going to have on Thursday, and the Siyum, we mention Abba Mori Bar Papa, right? We mention all the sons of Bar Papa. So this must be Abba Mori Bray, Iyu L'Chad, Rav Papa and another person, we don't remember who the other person was, but his son Abba Mori needed to go, and Rav Papa answered, he let him bench, and he left. And there was somebody else at the Suda, which means that Shnayim were Mapsikim for Echad. That's okay, I mean, we're not saying it's us, sir. Shani Rav Papa, Lifnim Mishurat Adinu Diavan, I mean, he was being Machshev, his son, but Miikar Adin, we're saying. And then you don't have to interrupt your Achila, it's not their Acherim's. Yura bar marema umar bar ravashi and ravacha midifti.
But then this is talking about all cases, really, that I'm saying. About echad matzah mishanja. In other words, in both cases, you can do it either way. It's just what you have to do.
What the derecher is to do, what to be expected to do.
Right.
In other words, for one person even to ask another two people is not derecher, really.
So what can you do? Unless it's the case of, let's say...
I'm saying if he wants to, but it's the theme issue.
But what can he do? He has to catch a train and...
What often happens is you have even more than three people.
Yeah,
you have even more. a person sitting at a table with eight people, and they'll say, can you answer me? I mean, you know, that's the Shaila. This is the Derech Eretz issue. Now, Yehuda Bar Marima, Mar Bar Ravashi, and Ravacha Bidifti were friends. There was no mentor here. And they were eating together. No one of the three was particularly more chashev than the other. So Amri, they said to themselves, the halach of shloshe shachlu ka'achat chayavim lezamein. I mean, zamein is that one person says to the others. And that's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishem Hashem Ekra, avu godel elokemin. That's a special person. So there's one person who is chashuv, he's going to say the bracha, but I mean, none of us is more chashuv than the others. So is that hanim leheka the ika adam gadol? Is that only where there's a person who's not adam gadol b'nei? Aval heka the chiyadani ninu chiluk lebrachot adif. Maybe it's adif that each person should say his own bracha as it is by two. Anyway, they didn't know what to do, so borach inish inishal nafshe. Each one made a bracha themselves, and they didn't say mizunah. So when they came to Maremar's home, of course, he bawled out his son, Yehuda, and he said to him, well, you weren't Yotze. I mean, you may have been Yotze, your Birkat HaMazon, you weren't Yotze, your Chiyav of Zimun. Yidei Bracha Yatzatem, Yidei Zimun Lo Yatzatem. V'chitem in Ahadim in his Amen, and now you're going to say, all right, so we'll make the Zimun now. No. Any Zimun Mafreya. There's no retroactive Zimuns. You've got to...
You lost it.
That's what they do nowadays. You know, you tell the Balabais, I'm a Supik, if I had a shear, maybe you should give me another piece of cake. Bo Matzan, Kishahim of Orchim. Bahu Omerachrayim. How about if somebody walks in, he hasn't eaten, and he hears people saying, what's he supposed to do? Sit there like a temple? I mean, somebody says, let us bless the Lord. So he's going to look at them, or he doesn't have to say something. What does he say? Rozvino mer baruchu umvorach. He can't say shachanim shalom, but he should indicate that he's mitzurah to bracha. He says baruchu umvorach. It does brings the bahad who adds on umvor baruchu umvorach shamo tamid olam va'ed.
It
wasn't a mizumen, but he happened to walk in. Whereas Rav Papa says no, he just says amen. But actually, they weren't talking about the same things. They're not arguing. Hadash kachina de gamin of arech. One is talking about where Richie was doing the bracha. Huh?
Sleep.
One was talking about where you walked in where somebody was saying the word nivarech. So then you have to respond to the nivarech. One is talking about where he already walks in, they're already saying baruch. So there's no responsive to the nivarech. So over there he hears their bracha. It says amen like any other bracha. So here it's dash kachino tekaami baruch. So the hadash kachino tekaami nivarech. Hadash kachino tekaami baruch. Ashkechinu dekami nivarech amr baruch umevorach, because he's responding to the nivarech. Ashkechinu, by the way, it should say baruch umevorach, according to the many gersaot and according to the halacha. And ashkechinu dekami baruch, then one amen. Now the shaila is, do you say amen after your own bracha? Tani choda.
We pass in the bracha. You have to say baruch umevorach shemo.
Yes, Tamid Olam Ba'ed. I mentioned that a moment ago. That's the Bahag's Girsa, which does the springs over here. Now, one Brisa says, Ha'oneh Amen Achar Birchotav Reze Meshubach. One Brisa says, if a person answers Amen after his own birth, then that's a good thing. V'tan Yidach Reze Meguneh. That's a ridiculous thing. It's silly. Lo Kasha Ha'boboneh B'Yerushalayim Ha'bishar Brachot. The question is, is there a... the truth is there's two approaches to this. The general halach of saying amen after, which we find in certain places or in certain minhagim after many types of brachot, is where there's a long seder of brachot and you're at the end. So in Birkat HaMazon there's three brachot. We added one bracha, which was atov amitiv. So therefore, to keep in mind the Dioraita and the Darabanan at the end of Bonei Yerushalayim, that's the end of the Seder Dioraita. So we say there, Bonei Berachamav Yerushalayim, Bonei Yerushalayim, Amen. But in a normal bracha, to say Amen after your own bracha doesn't make any sense. Amen is, and now let us look back on all of the above and may it all be true. But when you just got finished saying something, it doesn't make sense to say Amen. That's what you said. Why are you saying it again, so to speak? So some learn it goes on all brachot, some learn bedavka on Bonei Yerushalayim, because we have this confusion about the Hatov HaMeiti bracha. And since it's nogea la halacha, the Hatov HaMeiti bracha, because we saw before the Poalim issue, in which we don't really want them to waste time, so we want to make sure that people know the difference between the bracha d'oraita and the bracha d'rabbanan. So Abaye actually would bedavka say Amen aloud when he got to Bonei Yerushalayim. He would say Bonei Yerushalayim Amen that people could hear. So Anilei Bekala ki echad lishmu po'alim velikumu. He wanted the people who were working to know that the Ikur Birkat HaMazon is completed. Now, because if they hear him say Amen, why is he saying Amen? He said, oh, it must be that that's the end of the Seder HaBrachot. Whereas the Tova Meitiv, that's Lav Dioraita. That was a takona in Yavne because of the in Beitar, I mean, because of the Kvura of the Anshe Beitar. It's a Koveya there. Rav Ashi, on the contrary, he felt that people would end up being mizalzel in the takona. So therefore, Anilei Belechisha, he did not say Amen aloud, because he wanted Keched alone in Zarzalu Batov HaMeiti. He felt that people would stop saying Hatov HaMeiti if they saw that we could make an afkamina between it and other brachot to be spoken about in our review.
Baruch
Umavora. Baruch Shemot Tamid Olam Ba'ed.
Yes.
Tamid Olam Ba'ed.
The Archbill Siddur brings it.
Yeah. What is the Archbill Siddur?
The Archbill Siddur in benching.
No, I know which gears. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot Tamid Olam Ba'ed.
I think so.
Baruch Shemo.
Tosis
brings that gear from the Bahag. Rizvinom Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Bahag Pasach Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Tamid Olam Ba'ed. Tosis Rizvi. Or, of course, if there's 10 Baruch Hu Elokeinu. Same
the expression of Lifnim Mishur Sadin means beyond the letter of the law. Right?
No.
No?
It does in English.
Okay, that's...
But in Hebrew it's the opposite.
Inside.
In English it's beyond the letter of the law.
Yeah.
But in
there are laws.
That's what I'm trying to understand, Hebrew, the language, because it seems to be opposite.
In Hebrew what it means is that you bring in and constrict yourself.
Uh-huh.
In English, you're always viewing it in terms of volunteerism.
Uh-huh.
So when you go beyond the letter of the law, what it means is that you're being expansive.
Right.
But in Hebrew, it's the exact opposite. What you're doing is you're accepting greater limitation upon yourself.
Uh-huh.
So it's a totally different vision, because I'm responding to my fear. Not to my volunteers.
There is a way to look at it. In the translation, just think always backwards.
Because it comes from mishmeret. The idea of mishmeret is that you build a siyag. A siyag means you put a fence before you get to the letter of the law, because you don't want to fall against the letter of the law.
You bring it inside.
Yeah. You bring it closer to yourself. Which, of course, if you bring it in too close, you can't move. That's the question. That's always the balance of how lefnim shrata din you want to go.
Amen.